whenever you go out, you got to get the appetizer, because the appetizer is just an excuse for an extra meal. And I was like, let's see, I will start with the 80 buffalo wings. And do you have a low-cal blue cheese? Because I don't want to fill up too much. It would be kind of embarrassing trying to explain what an appetizer is to someone from a starving country, though. Yeah, the appetizer, that's food we eat before we have our food. Yeah. No, you're thinking of dessert. That's food we eat after we have our food. Yep, we eat tons of food. Sometimes there's so much, we just stick it in a bag, bring it home. Give it to the dog. You ever get the doggy bag? You're like, oh no, put this in a box in a bag and I'll bring it home and throw it out tomorrow.
It's a Monday morning, right? Who gets excited on a Monday morning? Your alarm clock goes off and you say, isn't it still Sunday or Saturday? It can't be Monday yet. It's got to be, I think it's Saturday. No, maybe Sunday. Yeah. It's going to be an exciting morning at 7:06 this morning. Aaron Laylor and Lee Whitener will be here from the Racine Astronomical Society. Do you know there's a giant observatory in Yorkville, the Benstead Observatory, where you can see the stars, the planets up close? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. They've got a public night coming up this summer. We've got a couple of public nights throughout the year, and I went to one of them. It is amazing. And I'm not just throwing that word around. I've never seen the moon up close and personal before like I have at the Benstead Observatory. Anyway, we'll talk to Aaron and Lee coming up at 7:06 this morning here at WRJN. Be a sunny day today, partly sunny at least. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 57. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms, lows 39 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 44. Right now, a clear sky. You can see the stars, the moon. You can see everything up there this morning. And we're going to find out more about what those stars are you're looking at. Also, planets. You can see planets this morning. There's a planet right over Lake Michigan. I don't know what planet is, but we're going to find out from Aaron and Lee coming up at 7:06 this morning. You're going to tell me all about that stuff. And I'm going to answer the age-old question, how many planets are there? When I went to school, we heard there were 9. Now I'm hearing rumors there's only 8. What happened? So we'll find out. Maybe they know the answer. Anyway, that's coming up this morning. The LA Clippers will be in town to take on the Bucks tonight, 6:30 on WRJN Radio. I have got tickets to give away this morning. Got a lot of stuff to give away this morning. You ready for this? Country platinum recording artist Riley Green is coming to the State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. You can win a pair of tickets this morning. Also, Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got a Friday pair of tickets to give away this morning, so you can win those as well. Wow. And don't forget about the Royal Family Kids Camp. The auction is going on at WRJN.com/bucks. WRJN.com/bucks. Give your name over there, name and email address, and make a bid. And you can win 4 tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game. Comes with a whole bunch of VIP stuff, too. You'll be sitting in row 2, so seats 1 through 4. These are $1,000 apiece tickets. Plus, we'll put $10 on your Bucks app for each ticket. So you get $10 of food and stuff. And you get free parking, too, at the 5th Street parking garage right next door. So that auction's going on right now at WRJN.com/Bucks. That's for the Royal Family Kids Camp. And bid high, bid often on those tickets. And let's get those tickets sold and get those kids to camp. These are for foster kids who really had tough lives. I mean, it's not fun being taken from your family that's abusing you. And so we want to give them a little fun. So for a week, they go to Royal Family Kids Camp, and this is one of the ways to pay for it. So we're going to raise money with these tickets. The camp is out in Lake Geneva, they said. And these kids, for 1 week during the summer, get to forget all their troubles. Could you imagine being a kid, 9 years old, with all the problems of an adult? Ugh, I can't even handle it, and I'm an adult. I don't know how a kid handles those problems. This week, they forget everything. We give them a week to just have fun and being a kid again. They don't have to deal with all the troubles of being taken from their family, put into foster care. This week, they just have fun, and they learn what it's like to be a kid again. Four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game for April 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. And we are going to auction those tickets away. Just go to WRJN.com/Bucks and bid on those tickets, right? So we got all that stuff going on this morning. Got a ton of stuff here going on. A lot of stuff. Okay. 12 minutes after 6, 6:12 at WRJN Radio. Okay, it's March. We got a few things to look forward to in this month of March. Are you ready? Daylight savings time kicks in next Sunday. This Sunday. When you say next Sunday, you confuse people. Sunday, March 10th. How's that? Okay, so you'll lose an hour of sleep because it's spring forward, fall back. So it's spring forward 1 hour. And it'll be light out later in the afternoon. Doesn't help me much. Still going to be dark in the morning. When I leave the house at 5 o'clock, it's still pitch dark. All right, so that's daylight savings time kicks in again Sunday, March 10th. 2 a.m., all right? The Oscars going down on that same day, March 10th. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting again, and I believe it's the next day. Let me just take a quick look here, make sure I got my dates right. But I believe, yeah, Monday, March 1st, March 11th, Nell Minow will be in here, Movie Mom, going over all the Oscars for us. So that should be fun. March Madness kicks in Tuesday, March 19th. The men's tournament championship game is on April 8th. The women's tournament finale is on April 7th. Get your brackets ready. I did brackets once in my life. I'll never do it again because I don't know what I'm picking. It's kind of a random thing because you don't know. But people love doing that stuff. Major League Baseball's opening day is in March this year, March 28th. All 30 teams are playing that day. A couple of movies coming out in March. Kung Fu Panda 4 arrives March 8th. The new Godzilla Kong movie, The New Empire, comes out March 29th. And there's a remake of Roadhouse. Not coming to theaters, though. It's going to be on Amazon March 21st. Finally, we've got the holidays. We got St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day coming up on the 17th. It's a Sunday this year. So don't be surprised if some of your coworkers call out sick on Monday. The Jewish holiday of Purim starts on March 23rd, and Easter is not in April this year. It's March 31st. It's rare that it comes up in March. Usually it's an April holiday. Okay, so that's what's happening in the month of March. Have you ever gotten some sweet revenge after a bad breakup? Someone asked women to name the pettiest revenge tactics they've used after a guy cheated on them. Here they are. Clean the toilet with his toothbrush and put it back. Here's a rule of thumb. After a breakup, always throw out that toothbrush. You never know. Always throw it out. Don't take any chances. I stole every one of his power cords, including the cord to the refrigerator. Okay. This is the worst one of all. Listen to this. Stuffed raw fish into the curtain rods of his window and never told him. That must have smelled ripe in the summertime, huh? Yeah, I never had a bad breakup. I was very lucky. I had almost a bad breakup once. It turned out okay later on. But the lady was very angry at me. And, she was very unhappy. Later on, she calmed down. A high school in New Mexico is being sued after a science teacher. And you got to, before I read you this story, you got to say, what was this teacher thinking? This science teacher had kids fight with actual swords to teach them about the different types of metal. One girl ended up with a gash on her wrist and needed surgery on it. What was this teacher thinking? We had a teacher when I was in sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade, yeah. He wasn't my teacher, but he was a teacher. It was Mr. Altabell was his name, Altabell. And the kids were really going crazy in the hallways. They were jumping around, throwing things in the halls. He came out, started yelling at them. And he had his car keys or room keys. He had a set of keys in his hand. And he turned around real fast to yell at somebody. And the keys cut this kid's cheek open from his, almost from his ear to his nose. And there was blood pouring out everywhere. The kid's name was Richie. I remember the kid. And for the rest of school, and I guess for the rest of his life, he had this major scar going across the cheek of his face. It was a big, thick scar. Hey, this guy ripped him open with a set of keys. He didn't do it on purpose. He just swung around and went to yell at somebody, and the keys, you know, got loose and gashed his kid's face. But, you know, the kid was scarred, literally scarred for life. Mr. Altabell was fired. It's too bad. It was an accident. And the kids were really crazy. I mean, I could look back now and say, what was going on in that hallway? Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, you got kids, you got to be careful. But who has a sword fight in the school? Now, in space news, the private moon lander, otherwise known as Odysseus, Odie, to the friends of Odysseus, that touched down last week, suffered a broken leg and is already dead. It stopped responding the other day, but still made history. It's the first time a private company landed something up there on the moon. Odysseus is dead. What happened was, when Odysseus landed, I guess one of the legs of Odysseus hit a rock or landed on a rock, and the rock tipped it over. So it, you know, fell over and died. But it gave back some information in the meantime. But it did make history. Odysseus. First time we're back on the moon in what? Since 1960? Well, no, we were in the moon in 71, I think. Yeah. Oprah's leaving Weight Watchers because she uses Ozempic to lose weight, not Weight Watchers. She's donating her stock in Weight Watchers to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. So all this time she was pushing Weight Watchers, saying she's losing weight with Weight Watchers, and she wasn't. She was cheating us. She was taking Ozempic. Shame, shame, shame. Don't lie. 618 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh to Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. Clear 42 degrees right now in Racine. For joining us here this morning. I get so many ways to listen to this station. I was counting them up over the weekend. I was just sitting there and thinking, wow, there's a lot of ways to hear this place. You can listen on the radio at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, You can listen to the stream at WRJN.com. You can listen to the podcasts at civicmedia.us and WRJN.com. Remember the old days of radio? You turn on the radio. If you missed it, you missed it. Nowadays, it doesn't. You don't miss it. There's nothing to miss. Hey, don't forget about the Royal Family Kids Camp auction going on right now. To get these kids to camp, these foster kids to camp this summer, just go to WRJN.com/bucks and bid on those four tickets to the Bucks Celtics game. These are $1,000 apiece tickets, so go bid on those tickets. You get a whole bunch of VIP extras going with those tickets as well. The game is on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. The Royal Family Kids Camp Auction. It's going on now at WRJN.com/bucks. We need your name and email address and bid. That's all that's on there. Just so we can contact you. At the end, we're going to put them all on a spreadsheet and see who's got the highest bid, and they get the tickets. That simple. And coming up in just a couple of minutes from now, we're going to give you a chance to win some state fair tickets here. We have country artists coming to the state fair. Wow. Well, we must be giving away tickets to everybody at the state fair. We're going to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the state fair main stage on Wednesday, August 7th. Those tickets could be yours coming up in just a moment. And later on, tickets to Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. Also coming up, Aaron and Lee, two ladies from the Racine Astronomical Society, going to be joining us this morning. I think one in studio, one on the phone. So we're going to do it that way. And we're going to talk about what's up there in the sky. What's and how to see it at the observatory. Well, a huge telescope. I saw this. It's amazing. You're going to want to take your family. You got kids. You're going to want to go to their next public night. Anyway, so that's all coming up here. 623 at WRJN Radio. It's time for Odd But True. And this is really hard to believe. But until the late, well, let's put it this way, until the 1850s, more than 40% of people born worldwide would die before they turned 5 years old. 40%. I mean, 4 out of 10 people would not make it past 5 years old. It's down to 4% now in 2024, but that's still too high. A pretty huge improvement, but way too high. Could you imagine that? 4 out of 10 people died before the age of 5, before the 1850s. And now it's 4%. That's hard to believe as well. Researchers say Americans are able to handle a virtual meeting for 26 minutes without zoning out. After that, it goes downhill fast. 32% of people who do virtual meetings say they get screen fatigue. They take a nap, run to the kitchen, watch some television, come back, and then join the meeting. No, they don't say that. 32% of people who do virtual meetings say they get screen fatigue. They might do all that other stuff. I don't know. I was on a virtual meeting a couple of times. Radio station I worked at during the pandemic had a virtual meeting. And yeah, you do get screen fatigue. You know what it is? Everybody's talking at the same time. You can't, you know, my church did that too. We had a virtual meeting amongst, you know, after church where you go into little groups and talk. We did one of those virtual things. Everybody's talking, though. Everybody's tapping on stuff. This is exactly what would happen if I ever tried this. A woman in North Carolina volunteered to be a foster for her local humane society and take pets in temporarily. But as soon as she stepped foot in the place, she fell in love and walked out with a dog named Rookie, who now has a forever home in her home. When my dog passed away, I've had dogs all my life. All my life I've had dogs. And when Chester passed away a year ago, we said, well, maybe that's it for a while. But people were telling us, well, why don't you foster a dog? And I said, I can't. I'm not going to take a dog and then give it away. I fall in love too fast with those furry faces. I can't do it. They give away those eyes. So, yeah, I can name every dog I had. A lot of my dogs are in, you know, little urns sitting in our house on a shelf. And someday when I go, they come with me. But, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I look back. I have videos of my dogs and photographs. And every single day I'm alive, I go back and look at those. I just miss them so much. But I know if I had another dog, I'd fall in love again with it. And, yeah, well, we'll see. You never know. You know this whole thing going on with Wendy's now where they're going to raise prices during certain times of the day and lower them other times of the day? Well, they're getting a lot of backlash. That was a dumb thing to even come out with saying you're going to do, but they said they're going to do it. Burger King has this to say about that Wendy's dynamic pricing controversy. Quote, the only thing surging at BK is the fire. We don't believe in charging people more when they're hungry. I have a feeling this isn't going away. I think Wendy's made a big faux pas by saying they're going to raise prices when people are hungry, during the rush hours and lower them other times. Then they came out and said, well, we're not going to raise, we're going to lower them other times. I mean, tomato, tomato, it's the same thing. You're going to raise them or not raise them? All right, Mattel, this is one of those fun fact, odd but true things. Mattel released a pregnant version of Barbie. Her name was Midge, and she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside. It was quickly discontinued because people thought it promoted teen pregnancy. Boy, that must be a collector's item. You get a little pregnant Midge. I never heard of it. I never collected Barbie dolls. So I wouldn't know. Okay, see what else we got here. We got a little bit of time left. Remember when we talked about the guy in San Francisco who couldn't remember the password to his account? We just mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about this guy. He had a Bitcoin account, and he was only allowed to try his password 10 times. After that, it would lock forever. And he was up to 9 times, and I guess he must have tried it a 10th time. And $234 million in Bitcoins is now gone forever. He said he made peace with it, that he's never getting the money. I would have a lot of trouble making peace with the fact that I just blew $240 million because I didn't write the password down. All my passwords are written down. On a piece of paper hidden in the house. Now, if I forget where I hid them, then I'm in big trouble. But yeah, there's so many passwords and usernames, and you got to remember them because they only give you a couple of times to try it, then they lock the account up. You can unlock it, but still. 629 WRJN Radio. Oh, I forgot to give away the tickets. We'll do it in just a moment, I promise. Got some tickets to give away. I forgot. I'm just going to give them away now. All right, we'll do it in just a moment.
I think a lot of the media outlets are irresponsible. It's all shock value. It's all ratings. You think they could stop putting these experts on the news with their doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists might attack us? Because you get the sense that they're coming up with ideas that these people haven't thought of themselves. Like, you know, Wolf, very few people know this, but there's actually an incredibly important atomic substation located right in Ocala, Florida. Now, it wouldn't be hard for them to find. I'll show you right here on the map exactly where it is. Is a very small explosive charge placed in this exact spot right here. I mean, even a firecracker would do it, Wolf, or a bottle rocket. I mean, you could smear an Egg McMuffin right in this spot and it would do it. There's only one security guard there. His name's Bob, and he's a bit of a boozer, so imagine the havoc it would be running.
She first came out as an 80s, glam person. But I got news for you. Very talented woman. Good actress, too. You know what she was really good? You remember the movie about the Racine Bells? with Tom Hanks and Gina Davis. What was the name of that film? Yeah. The baseball movie, yeah. A League of Their Own. That's right, A League of Their Own. She was very good in that. She was in a couple of movies that she was very good in. But I always thought that was one of her best. Yeah. 6:37 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. We're talking outer space. Coming up with Aaron Lehler and Lee Widener from the Racine Astronomical Society at 7:06 today. LA Clippers are in town at Five Serve Forum to take on the Bucks tonight at 6:30 p.m. The game is here live on WRJN Radio. And coming up in just a few minutes, I promise you, we're giving away State Fair tickets to go see country platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the State Fair on August 7th. Good morning, WRJN Radio. What's a good safety rule you never follow? I mean, there are safety rules out there we should all be taking heed of, but sometimes we don't do it. All right. Some of the most common safety rules no one listens to. Check your tire pressure before you drive. I actually do check my tire pressure. Not every time, but I do at least once a week. Have a glass of water for every alcoholic drink you have. I'm a drink. Read the terms and conditions before clicking I accept. On an iTunes update. I don't know if it's on. I think it's on Apple. It says you will use no information garnered by Apple to build a nuclear device. And you sign, yes, I agree, I won't. You actually sign it. It's written to their terms and conditions. Nobody reads those things. And don't eat food that fell on the ground, even if it was down there for less than 5 seconds. I do sometimes. At home, I'll do it. Because it's my dirt on the floor. I do. Yes. I got to tell you a story. Yesterday, I was taking some egg salad out, smearing it on a burrito shell, and some fell on the floor. And I'm looking at it. Should I eat it? Or should I throw it out? I threw it out. But it was a debate. But then, it was like mayonnaise on it. Did it pick up any extra dirt where my feet were just standing? But I did look at it for about 3 or 4 seconds, debating whether to eat it or not. I didn't eat it, though. But if I drop something like a cookie or something, I'll pick it up. But egg salad, I didn't want to eat it. But I did think about it, though. It went through my mind. All right. You want a higher salary. You don't know how to get one. I'm going to tell you how to get a higher salary here. To negotiate a higher salary, start by making a joke and asking for an insane amount of money. Like, I want $1 million. A study had people do it while they were interviewing for a job, and they ended up getting almost 10% more. All right. How about those people suing Alaska Airlines and Boeing for $1 billion? This is when the door came off at 16,000 feet. Remember the bolts weren't put in the door, and the door just fell off at 16,000 feet? Remember one kid's jacket again. Sure got ripped right off his body. That must have been shocking to see. Anyway, they say emotional distress, $1 billion they want. Don't think they're going to get it. Is this fun or just wasteful? An ice cream place called Ketchin Ice Cream, it's called, recently opened in New York, and their gimmick is they throw your order at you. It comes in one big scoop, and they hurl it across the room. You're supposed to be able to catch it in a bowl. If you drop your order, they give you a new scoop. It's just for fun. They throw a scoop of ice cream across the room. You got to catch it in the bowl. I can't see that lasting long. That's going to be short-lived. All right, the end of an era. AT&T customers with digital landlines no longer able to dial 411 or 0 for operator. Services like 411 have been around for 100 years. But they're ending it now. An AT&T spokesperson says nearly all of these customers have internet access to look up their own information. In other words, you don't need an operator because you can just Google it yourself. In 2021, there were fewer than 4,000 telephone operators at a peak of 420,000. Wow, in the 1970s. I don't have a landline. I got a landline here, though. Should I try dialing 911 on it? Not 911, 411. 911 will still work. 411, the information number, zero for operator. Says it no longer works. And we have a digital, we have a landline here. I hate playing around with the phone. Come on, we did that when we were teenagers and little kids. Should I do it? Should I dial 411 on there? I wonder what it says. Well, let's try it.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
There you go. 411 doesn't work. Now, it says operator won't work either. We'll try that. Let's try dialing that, see what happens.
Your call cannot
Wow, that doesn't work either.
Please check the-
I never knew that. This is the first I'm hearing of this. So 411 and 0 don't work. I don't know if you heard it in the background there. But yeah, they don't work anymore. I get nervous dialing it. What if she would have said, operator, may I help you? Humana. Just hang up. Yeah, so they don't work. Wow. And landlines are going bye-bye by 2030, they said. Only 5% of the landlines, and mainly for emergency purposes, like ambulances, fire departments, police, radio stations, doing contests. They'll be the only landlines left by 2030. That's kind of scary. Boy, they're making the whole world obsolete. Everything I knew growing up is going bye-bye. Just 12% of Americans say they've lied on their resume. The five most common lies are, how interested are you in the job, your experience, your past jobs, your previous job titles, they always embellish those things, and your interests or hobbies, which you're supposed to list at the bottom of your resume. Lying about your education and criminal history both barely missed the top five. At this radio station years ago, I don't know if it's the same way, we had a little question on the job, the employment form, and it said, are you a convicted felon? And everybody checks, no, no, no. So one day I'm going over it with this guy, and he checked, yes. And I didn't know what to say. I just ignored it. I didn't deal with it. Now, he didn't get hired, not because of that. It's because somebody was just more qualified than him. But yeah, he checked it off, and I looked at him, and he stared me right in the eyes. I didn't know what he was a convicted felon of. It could be anything from a murder to, you know, talking back to a cop. I don't know what a felon is. I know a felony is pretty bad, but he checked it off on there. I can't get over the fact that 411 and an operator don't work anymore. I didn't know that till just now. Wow. That is, I got to tell my wife that. I guess they don't, when was the last time I used 411 and an operator? I can't think of the last time. And you can't look up phone numbers that are cell phones. And everybody's got cell phones. The operator can't help you with that. They can't help you with cell phones. Wow, that is interesting. I'm really shocked by that. Odd but true. The United States used to have more time zones than we do now. Now we have four. We used to have a lot more. In the early 1800s, cities had their own time zones based on the sun. There were 144 different time zones in America. By 1883, we whittled them down to just four. There were 144 time zones? Holy mackerel. One taking a trip, your clock is going all over the place. All right, if you're lazy, looking for a job, this might be good for you. What do you hear this? There's a guy who's making great money renting himself out to do nothing. Basically, people hire him when they need a body, and that's it. Like to fill out the number at a party or accompany them to a job interview for support. He charges $100 per job, and he's done more than 3,000 of them. He's made $30,000 just renting himself out as a body. Well, think about this. At the Academy Awards coming up Sunday, they have what they call seat fillers. As a matter of Seinfeld did a whole episode of a seat filler during the Tony Awards. Kramer was a seat filler. And they hire these people. So when a group of people get up, and then now after they get their awards, they go backstage for interviews. They don't want the place to look empty. So they hire these seat fillers who go in and sit down in the empty seats until the people come back and sit down in the auditorium again. What am I going to tell you? That's what they do. All right, I'm going to give away some tickets here. WRJN excited to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. Get ready to kick up your boots and let loose for an unforgettable night of music, solid vibes, and summer fun. Also joining Riley Green on the main stage is fellow country sensation Avery Anna. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com. That's WIStateFair.com. But guess what? You can win a pair of tickets right now. Right now, give a call, 262-634-9756. That number still works, 262-634-9756, 262-634-9756. Have the phone lines open, give a call, get through. It's not difficult to get through on these phones. They're landlines, so they work. 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. And give a call right now. Pick up your phone. Got a cell phone? Go pick it up. Give a call. Give you tickets to Riley Green at the State Fair. A pair of tickets Wednesday, August 7th. That should be a lot of fun. Looking for a fun evening of country music at the Wisconsin State Fair? Sitting there in the main stage? Yeah. I like that. 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open. I'll go check the phones in just a moment here and give away those tickets, all right? It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. Looking for a partly sunny day today with showers and thunderstorms. A possibility, highs near 57. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 39. Cloudy with a high near 44 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, clear, beautiful day. 42 degrees. Hard to believe showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast. Coming up tonight, the Clippers are in town to take on the Bucks, and that game starts at 6:30 right here at WRJN Radio. Let's get to some news headlines. Stuart J. Waddles in the news center this morning watching things for us. Heroic actions by a Racine fire crew led to the rescue of two children from a burning house early yesterday morning. The firefighters received an emergency call at 3:30 a.m. regarding a fire at a home near Virginia Street and Washington Avenue. To get to the two children from the basement, firefighters had to enter through a window. An adult and another child were able to get out on their own. All four people rescued, taken to the hospital. Two people are dead after a crash in Racine on Saturday. It happened near Memorial Drive and 12th, with the driver of a BMW accused of driving recklessly. A driver, an 18-year-old, and the driver of the other car, a 46-year-old, were both killed. The child in the car struck, also injured, but expected to survive. The crash remains under investigation, and someone living in the area has posted a doorbell cam footage of the incident. Demolition underway at Regency Mall, the work specifically targeting the eastern side of the mall. That's by Boston store, with a big section transformed to house a Woodman's grocery store. Multiple retail establishments and a residential development featuring 300 apartments is also in the works. Demo work expected to be done by the summer, with a grocery store likely to open sometime next year. Those are the stories we're keeping an eye on this morning. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center, our news director, doing all that for us. He'll have updates every hour, all day long. 6:54 at WRJN Radio. Well, this is interesting. Texas A&M researchers working on an implant that could help people lose weight. It uses light to trigger the nerves in your stomach so you don't feel hungry. I don't like implants to lose weight. You know what the best way to lose weight is? Burn off more calories than you take in, and you'll lose weight every time. What do you think of this? A company in South Korea has a dog collar that can translate barks into five different emotions. Happy, relaxed, anxious, angry, or sad. Cost $99. When I had my dog, I knew when he was angry. I saw teeth. That showed me he was angry. When he was sad, you could tell by the ears being pinned back, the tail was tucked. He was anxious. He was running around in circles or hiding. Relaxed, he was jumping on me, and happy, too. I don't need a collar to tell me when my dog was doing all those things. And besides, who knows if that collar works? Come on. All right. Barbie the Smash movie up for an Academy Award next Sunday for Best Picture. Mattel has a lot more movie toys in the works. They have Barney. Polly Pocket. I never heard of Polly Pocket. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I remember that when I was a kid. I never had them, but my neighbor had them. Hot Wheels and Magic 8-Ball. Going to make a movie out of the Magic 8-Ball? Maybe a horror movie. What would you rather do? Would you rather do dishes or go to the gym? New research shows that engaging in just 4.5 minutes of strenuous movements during a daily task, like household chores, can cut the risk of cancer by 32%. Well, now I want to do the dishes. I do them anyway. I do my own. My wife and I do our own dishes. And if she sees my dishes in the sink, sometimes she'll wash them. Most often she leaves them there and says, well, those are your dishes. And, well, that's just the way it is. Here are why we have some health problems in America. 34% of people don't realize that cereal is heavy in sugar. Even when you have cereal that has no frosted flakes, the regular flakes, they still have some sugar in them. I mean, they have to have some, or you wouldn't taste them. The government requiring airlines to make at least one restroom large enough for two people. I wonder why that is. They want enough space for passengers with disabilities and their attendants. Won't be enforced for another 10 years. Oh, I had something totally different in my head. All right. What do I know? It's time for Odd But True. The biggest property theft in history happened back in 1990 when two men dressed as cops stole $500 million of art from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Mass. The case still unsolved. The art still missing. How do you sell art like that when everybody's on the lookout for it? So you stole $500 million worth, but you can't do anything with it because if you try to sell it, they'll catch you. Genius or stupid? A man going viral for having a blank to-do list tattooed on the palm of his hand. That's got to hurt. Why would you do? I guess you can write it in ink and then wash it off. But the actual to-do list stays. Check out this world. Check this out. Disney World now has a pickle milkshake at Epcot. I don't think I'd ever be that thirsty to have a pickle milkshake. All right. And finally, this morning, a YouTuber's going viral after he hooked his microwave up to AI. He said it tried to murder him. It tried to trick him into getting inside the microwave. And once it thought it was in, it turned on the microwave and tried to cook him to death. I knew the Twilight Zone was right. I saw that episode with Richard Deacon where the machines were taken over and trying to kill him. We're going to be talking about outer space coming up in just a few minutes here. The Benson Observatory, the Racine Astronomical Society, and I have Aaron Lawler. I got to write that down phonetically. I should know that name because my wife's cousin has the same name. And Aaron is a guy. You said you run into that a lot, though. All right, we'll talk to Aaron. And also, we'll call Lee Widener on the phone. That's a woman, right? Yeah. That's Lee, we'll talk to her as well from the Racine Astronomical Society right here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio refreshed. Well, we got partly sunny weather today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 57. Right now, clear, sunny, 42 degrees at 6:58. Don't move.